All right, Patriots fans, welcome back to Toyota's Patriots. Today we've just wrapped up the third round. The Patriots with three picks. Andy, two teammates out of NC State and Vincent Valentine from Nebraska. Do you have a favorite?
I don't really have a favorite because I'm not really in love with any of the picks. I sort of was confused by all of them. You know, you look at the first pick of Tooney, played basically all five spots on the offensive line in college, but sounds like he's a guard. Even in his conference call, said I'm probably an interior player, could play tackle in a pinch. I kind of thought the target would be adding a tackle, a young tackle that could maybe be the swing tackle this year, maybe replace Vollmer in a year or two. So I didn't really understand that pick. He seems versatile, but I don't know where he fits in. And you just drafted two guards last year, so that was confusing. And then the third round for essentially a third-string quarterback, I think he's probably going to be a decent player. He sounds like he really comes from the Patriots tree. I guess he has connections to Bill Parcells. He was Charlie Weiss's first scholarship offer at Florida. So there's sort of a connection to the Patriots offense and system and all that. But even with the pending Tom Brady suspension, it felt early to go for a third quarterback in the third round. And then the final pick, Valentine, he's another huge interior defensive tackle, and I sort of thought if they went D-tackle early in the draft or in the middle of the draft, it would be a more athletic guy, maybe a guy that could replace Dominic Easley and those sort of athletic penetrators. This is a guy, 325, 330 pounds. He's another big-bodied nose tackle. So they're all interesting picks in their own way, but and I know doing PFW in Progress Radio, fans didn't love the picks.
Now, if we go back to the first pick of the third round, Joe Tooney, how much stock is placed in Dante Scarnecchia's ability to develop the offensive line? Is that a good pick with him in mind?
I'm a big believer in Scar. I think he's a great coach, and I have to think this was sort of his pick. He probably worked this guy out, really liked him, liked his versatility. He certainly sounds like a Patriot in terms of intelligence, work ethic, all of those things. My only question is the fit, and sort of the fit in relation to Andrews and Stork and Jackson and the Mason and the young guys you've already brought in on the interior. Is this a statement that maybe they haven't developed in their first year or two as quickly as you'd hoped? Or is this simply a guy who was so versatile, so good, you couldn't pass him up? But I certainly think this had the Scar stamp of approval on it in terms of the pick and the position.
Now, we knew the Patriots were going to at some point be looking for a quarterback just because of the situation that Tom Brady is in. Does it help that Brissett is a former teammate of Tooney? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's funny because Tooney was doing his conference call when they made the pick, and he was like, oh, that's awesome. That's cool. And that is cool, and I'm sure they'll bond because Tooney does have some center experience. Maybe they end up taking snaps, working together. But the bottom line is, you know, you look at this team as set at quarterback. They used a second-round pick a couple years ago on a backup in Jimmy Garoppolo, and whatever happens, in October, Tom Brady will be playing and down the stretch, but maybe down the line they're looking, develop this guy. They think this guy can be the backup quarterback. If Garoppolo plays great, maybe you look to move him at some point, trade him for maybe a first-round pick next year if everything goes well for him this year. It just felt like, I know a lot of people thought there were needs that needed to be filled, like running back and other places, and maybe it was a little early, but if he's a good player, if he can play, then you'll value it because there aren't enough good quarterbacks to go around. Just ask the Jets.
Looking forward into the later rounds, do you still think that the Patriots' focus is running back?
I'm going to keep saying it until they take one, and they have plenty. Nine picks left, I think, or eight picks left. So you certainly have enough picks, and there are good names still on the board. Some guys that, you know, people wanted earlier in the draft are still there. They added that pick in the trade, so they will have a little bit earlier pick on day three. But I think they need to add a running back, and we've seen it over the years. You can draft a running back in the third, fourth round, and he can come in as a rookie and compete and play and contribute to your team. So, yeah, I'm still going to say they need a running back. They'll take a running back at some point.
All right, well, if they take a running back, we'll be here to break it down tomorrow when it happens. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Andy Hart. Andy, thanks.
Thank you.
See you then.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.